This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a report out last year from the Arizona Department of Education saying that that state's teacher shortage was becoming a crisis. Young teachers and would-be teachers are staying away, and veteran teachers are leaving. It's relevant here to point out that Arizona teacher salaries are well below salaries right next door in California or Nevada, which means the question then becomes, what is a local school district to do when it desperately needs teachers but has no extra money in the budget to throw at the problem? From KJZZ, Kara Young reports.
Thatcher, Arizona is 3 hours east of Phoenix. Most people in this tiny rural town make their living farming or mining, so it's not unusual to see a tractor driving down the road. The town is facing a severe teacher shortage.
We certainly need math and science. The vocational courses, those are getting harder and harder to fill, too.
Carol McAtee is the principal at Thatcher High School. She says finding and keeping good teachers is a challenge, especially in rural Arizona, for a lot of reasons. But McAtee explains much of it boils down to one really glaring issue.
Our salaries are certainly less than what teachers can get in the Phoenix-Tucson area. And of course, if you compare to other states, Arizona is at the bottom.
The low teacher pay is one reason Arizona schools are trying to fill an estimated 2,000 open teacher positions this year. A lot of teachers here get poached by neighboring states like Nevada, where salaries are more than $6,000 higher. McAtee wishes she could match those numbers, but her budget is already stretched to the max, a scenario most state public schools face because state funding isn't keeping up with rising costs.
I'm going to give you an in-class assignment, and it is short.
But officials in Thatcher are hopeful a new teacher training program will offer some relief. Aubrey Larson, teaching this class of ninth graders, is with a program known as iTeach.
Fourth hour, our class average was 86.5. What is average again?
Arizona State University has been opening satellite four-year teaching degree programs in rural community colleges. The goal is to attract students who can't fit a three-hour drive to the closest university into their schedules. The logic? If you're from a rural town, you probably have deep roots there, and you're more likely to want to stay, which is the case for Larson.
My husband's a cotton farmer, so he farms here, and both of our families are here. So there's no plans of leaving. We love it here.
Down the road a bit, officials in Casa Grande are working with a more international solution. After striking out at job fairs both in and out of Arizona, Superintendent Shannon Goodsell says he was forced to look outside the country to fill jobs. He now brings in certified teachers from the Philippines.
Finding a special education teacher is hard enough. Finding a special education teacher who would like to accept the low salaries that are offered in the state of Arizona is even worse.
While Arizona's teacher salaries are low, they are at least five times higher than the Philippines. Lily Viglimbaga is one of the 14 Filipino teachers now working in Casa Grande.
The sum of money is good if you're going to compare or convert that to our Philippine peso money. But then it's a secondary because our main purpose is to grow professionally.
But while these two schools have found a way to get certified teachers into classrooms, Justin Wang, the president of the Arizona School Personnel Administrators Association, says with such a shortage, most are resorting to things like larger class sizes and long-term subs.
Individuals with no experience teaching, most if not all have degrees, of course, but it may be in a different field.
On the flip side, if you actually want to become a teacher here, you're pretty much guaranteed a job. In Thatcher, Arizona, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.